the easel is possibly almost as old as I am, but it still works, so... If you can read this, then I actually can go on because this is the whole video. Can you read it?
Yes.
Isn't. Now, the title of my message is Draw Closer or Drift Away. Now, this is mooi luister. It's also Afrikaans and Engels. So, luister mooi. My Engels is okay, my Afrikaans is okay. So in the Afrikaans, jij zal dit gaan doen.
Kom nader.
Kom nader. Of blijf weg. Nou, jullie mag denken, maar wat is dit going to be? Those images, als jullie alles vergeet wat ik zei vanavond, vergeet niet die images niet. En ik hamer dit. Jullie moeten dit onthouden. Want als je dit onthoudt, dan zal jij onthouden. Zoals Richard onthouden het zwaardsteken enzovoort. Now, God's will be done. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other will be added unto you. Tanya gave that for intercession, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is for me, the main scripture. I didn't even write it down, but that is Matthew 33.
633.
Now, if I want to be successful, als ik zin wil ontvangen, dan zal ik die Heere moeten zoeken. En ik zal moeten zeggen, Lord, let your will be done. I will seek your kingdom first. Let your will be done in my life. En als ik dit niet doe, als ik zeg, ik wil die Heere dien, maar my will be done, I'm not willing to give up everything, my will be done. So, als ik niet alles aan die Heer oorlog geef, dan, wauw, hier gaan, dit gaat niet goed met mij. Want die zin kan niet op mij rust bieden. So, and there are only two ways. You can either grow closer or you drift. And if you drift, you can come in peculiar situations. Now, so get a fun this morning. So this is what I think. Really, waar je ernstig zal jullie dit moeten opnemen. Dat jullie niet, there's only two ways, drifting away or drawing close. Mm-hmm. Now, the Lord showed it to me in our marriage. En als toen ik met Derek trouwde, het was totally self-independent. Ik heb baanbaaien blipsen gehad. Ik heb mijn karakter niet baanbaaien dat de Heer me bang in mij gewerkt hebt om mij te veranderen. Because they become stumbling blocks if I do not allow the Lord to change me, not one of my relationships will work out. My marriage will not work out. My relationship with the staff will not work out. So I have to come under the Holy Spirit and seek the Lord and let the Lord change me. So here now, take the two of us, Derek, Denker, slow to get angry, slow to respond at times. I would like him to sort of get up and get starting. But that sort of, that is actually a blessing. He's a thinker. He will think 10 times before he will make a choice. I'm more sort of less quickly to, wow, that's a good idea, let's go for it. There we pray. So I had to learn to let him lead. I was independent and I was proud to be independent. When I was young, I had to be sort of do very many different things as a young child. I had to stand in front of my mom a lot. So I did it all. And I could do it. I was keen and willing and able, and I was in heaven. So I didn't ask anyone for help. Now, if you know, in the kingdom of God, you don't get brownie points for pride. That's a no-no. If you don't get anywhere in the kingdom of God, well, the Lord will deal with pride. So, now, we are blinded most of the time to our stumbling blocks, our character that is unwilling or unbending or the sin in our lives. I was blinded. And so that independent spirit had to be dealt with. But if you don't even know that is totally, you block the Lord with independence. But now the Lord, how absolutely brilliant the Lord works, is amazing. We inherited a cat from someone who went back to England, and the cat was about 3 years old. And this cat, I didn't see it at the time, was a bit like me. Independent, I don't need anything. As long as you give me food, that's all I need, and the rest, I do my own thing, I'll go out, and what have you. So it irritated me, because I thought, cat, loving, and what have you, but she did not. She was not on the same page as I was. And one day, it was late in the evening, I came home from, I think, a small group or praying, and Derek said, I know what happened with the cat. She's totally paralyzed. Now, all what you could see was alive. Her eyes went like this. And, the next morning, I took her to the vet in Nepal, and the vet said, I did not know that cats could get strokes. The doctor, the vet said, your cat has a stroke. going to do? He said, okay, I'll give her an injection. If she recovers, it will be in the first 4 days. If she hasn't recovered, bring her back, because then we have to make that decision. So he said, all you need to do, keep her close to yourself, feed her with a dropper, give her as often as you can water that she doesn't dehydrate. So, home I get, I sacrificed my day, sit with her most of the day on my lap, doing my thing with the water and the dropper. And you know, this crisis in the cat's life was a turning point in our relationship. The cat, she realized I became her savior. It was a total turnaround of the cat. Where I would go, she would go. If I went to bed, she'd be on the bed. If I sit in the chair, she'd sit on my lap. If I went to the kitchen, she went with me to the kitchen. And only then the light went on. And I thought, Lord, you are showing me something of myself. Then I cannot receive when I am an independent soul. All of a sudden, the cat became so dependent and discovered a whole different me. And if I become totally dependent on the Lord and recognize, Lord, you are my everything, then there is a total different dynamic. Our relationship will totally change. And I fully repented before the Lord. For the first time, I saw I steal from the Lord. And I cannot receive because I block the Lord with my independence. And I realized this is pride. So I had to repent of my pride. So thank you, Lord, one stumbling block taken out of the way, but there was a lot more that had to be dealt with. The next thing was, I sort of was nogal, I don't know what it is in the Afrikaans in town, but self-opinionated. Wat betekent het in de Afrikaanse taal? Niemand weet. Oké, dat is oké.
Koppig.
Koppig. Hij is koppig. Oké, okay, so another.
Hij zei het.
Another stumbling block. Where, what can the Lord do with anyone? What can you do with a koppig kind dat niet wil luisteren? Jij moet disciplineren die kind. So, I could not receive because I was koppig. So, that was an understanding block and I had to recognize it and say, Lord, please forgive me. And I can't change myself, but Holy Spirit, help me to sort of cooperate with you. Give me the insight and the strength to recognize it when I am so koppig. Well, that was one thing. How many more of my stumbling blocks you want to hear about? I've got still time. My dad would say, kind, jij is a kattenkop. En als jij zo een kattenkop blijft, ga jij nooit een man krijgen. this divine habit. So, can you imagine what Derek inherited, or what Derek let himself in for? That was not a pretty picture, and what had to be done to get this one changed. So there is another sort of testimony to my snappy kattenkoppigheid. So we come out of church this particular Sunday, and it was as if there was stone cold, not so, a block there. So, and I said, "Darling, have I not ever upset you?" "No, nothing." But I knew this block was not a normal presence. So, I kept on asking, "Are you sure?" We had an appointment with an artist in the Gordon's Bay, and it was a moeilijke dag for me. Want hij had niet meegewerkt. Hij had net van maar anders te. And so, at night, we went to bed. He was fast asleep, and I couldn't sleep. And I said, "Lord, you know everything. But Dan does not tell me what's wrong, but you know what's in his heart, you know what's in my heart. Have I upset him? What have I done?" Lo and behold, it's something that you ask that the Lord will always give you an answer, very quickly. So the Lord said, "It is the little foxes that have been stealing from your vineyard." But I was quite a young Christian still, so I thought, foxes? What is a fox vineyard? So I had to really be still before the Lord to let the Lord show me. The vineyard is the spirit, but that what was growing, the fruit of the spirit. And the foxes had everything stripped, and the aim invites another foxy, and there is more and more foxies than there is fruit on my vineyard. In the end, Kalkestrope. And the conviction was so severe, I started weeping. And I looked there up and I said, "Darling, please forgive me. The Lord has shown me, and it was not that kattenkoppigheid. It was a whole lot of things. Lying, being disrespectful, being hardcop, being all sorts, and just not being nederig genoeg om te zeggen, 'Sorry darling, I responded, I acted inappropriately, please darling, would you forgive me?' So here now, this is late in the aand, and here, ek is snot en trane, and I ask them to please forgive me, recognizing that I truly was not the jonge vrouw wat hij gehoopt ik was. It was now me, die zoet koekie wat zo lief was, en zo mooi, en zo ouder en aantrekkelijk. So, here, but what was so beautiful, it was like the oil of the Holy Spirit washing and removing that block. And we had absolute unity and closeness. It was better than before. And then the next day, the Lord showed me, it is those unrepented sins that put a block between you and my spirit. Just as it cut off my relationship with them. Just that he's there but he isn't. And just the same, with the Holy Spirit, if we are not Neem de weg en kom en zeg: Heere, onderzoek mijn hart en wijs voor mij wat is verkeerd, waar heb ik gezonden. Zo, dit was een incredible lesson. En dat was voor mij die week. Dit heeft voor mij gevoel, ik heb nog nooit die Heilige Geest zo ervaren in mijn walk with the Lord. Dit was fresh, dit was anders. Zo, so, die, ja, om nederig voor de Heer te zijn. En elke avond, elke nacht voor ik ga slapen, Heer, onderzoek mijn hart. Wat heb ik iets gedaan wat niet recht was? En if you come in nederigheid, dan trots, no ground points for the trots, maar in nederigheid, then mercy triumphs over judgment. Nog een ander ding. Het is als jaren terug, maar en partij moet ik zeker nogmaals mijn hart onderzoeken. Ben ik hardend van hart? Oeh, Lord, forgive me. But so you would say, my darling, why is your heart so hardened? And I'd say, it's impossible. I'm not a Christian. I cannot have a hardened heart. I'm not a Christian. But you hear that so every now and then. I thought I better bring it before the Lord and ask the Lord to show me, do I have a hardened heart? And lo and behold, the Lord gave me immediately an answer and showed me two pictures. And the one, I was a little girl, and I would weep when I see my dad getting on his bicycle and driving in the snow and the rain in the ice cold 7:30 in the morning to work. It broke my heart because I knew Joe and he does it for me. And it made me cry. And another picture the Lord showed me if I saw someone just missing the bus or the train, I would cry. They were things that made me cry. And then the Lord said, I want your heart as soft, like you were, as this little girl, and that you can weep for the brokenhearted, for the lost, that your heart is soft, that you can reach out. And I said, Lord, but I don't think I can make my own heart soft. I don't know how to do that. But the Lord is gracious if you are living and in full commitment and surrender. God, He will help you by the power of His Holy Spirit. So now here, do you see where I am going with those two different images? If I haven't had all those experiences and given heed and said, Lord, here I am, I fully surrender, please help me deal with every single obstacle, single struggle block. Our marriage would have looked like this. We possibly would not have been together anymore. We possibly would have been separated long ago. But by the grace of God, because we indeed were seeking God, to honor God in our lives, in our marriage, in whatever we do, and say, Lord, let your will be done, not my will. Let that flesh come under your Holy Spirit and be crucified. Now, you you will let me look at my notes. Your commitment, and you'll have to be honest before the Lord to say, "Your will be done." I'll draw a line in the sand, and like then we, you know what you have to say when you get married. If you mind to say it, until death us part, isn't it? And what else? No sickness or there's a whole lot of things. It is a covenant, and that is what Jesus did. Cost what cost. It cost by everything, but this is it. So our relationship with the Lord, we have to say, "Lord, cost what cost." Strong commitment. Come what may. Because if we don't, I am sure we will, if we don't grow this way, we will grow that way. And we will definitely, the temptations coming our way in your marriage or with the Lord, the temptations coming your way, you will not be able to stand against. You will not be able to resist, because if my commitment is not strong enough, I will fall by the wayside. And if my life changes like that, it will have a positive effect on all my relationships with family, with friends, because it will carry in every sphere. It will carry. Jesus is our hero, and he is not today hero, tomorrow zero. No, he is hero for everlasting. You know, when the box yesterday won, there was an uproar. But you know, the joy sort of disappears quickly. If they lose next week, oh, they are zero. They are not hero. So, but our Lord Jesus is hero forever. And yeah, it will decrease. It is not what it was. Was so kind to translate it from the Engelse taal in the Afrikaanse taal, because it was iets moeilijk for me, and it was a footnote from my Bible. And I thought, this is interesting, I want to read it. Die poetse zal komen, en ons wakker en gereed wees. Onthoud, jouw overtuiging is slechts rechtig sterk als je onder druk kan voorleven. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Good. So, the next. Wanneer verzoekings bij je sterk is, zal jij erin dus vinden om dit goed te praten als jij soort of. Jij zal goed. Jij zal makkelijk zwichten voor temptations if your conviction is not strong. En dan zal jij moeilijk jouw levensdoel, wat God hebt voor jouw leven, missen. And that is very true. So we need to take the covenant that we made with Jesus. We need to really see it as come what may. Come what may. Ik sta voor de Heer. that good is of the ear and lips only. Now, so this sake of my my faith, I both come and so as you leave, so be radical for the Lord and make sure I will go that way and not that way, because those stumbling blocks, if they are not dealt with, they can carry very serious consequences. So, this was misschien niet zoals een pastoor preek, maar nou ja, ik hoop dat het licht geschijnt.
Dank je, zuster. Amen, amen. Ja, nee, dit is so prachtig as hy die woord bring. Ek was so 'n bietjie van 'n kunstenaar deel van my aai. Vind baie aanklank by hoe hy die boodskap bring en met die prentjies en die voorbeelde en die getuienis wat ek gelees het, so baie dankie vir dit resite. Ja, en ek wil net, kom ons staan net vir saam. Ek deel ons met ons moet net die reflecteer op die woord. En die al van die Here het ons uitgedaag so net met die getuienis van Resita, en ons het basis maar twee keuses om nader aan God te wandel in die lewe, so aan te pak of ons eie koppe te volg en op ons eie wysheid die lewe aan te pak en met die hardkoppigheid die besluit van die lewe te maak. Maar soos ons gesien het, jy weet, wat die Here soek vanaand uit ons is daar nederigheid. Daar nederigheid om afhankelijk van hom te wees. En ja, dis wat ek vanavond reg in die boodskap het gevat. En ons kan die wereldse wysheid ook volg. Ons kan gaan uitvind wat hulle sê. Op die ouwe einde is die ding wat ons gaan red, is nederigheid, om voor die Here te kom en sê, God, not my will be done, but your will. En dis maar die pad wat Jesus gekies het. En toe Jesus daar staan in die tuin, weet, hy het een paar opties gehad. Weet, hy was God. Hy kon sy vingers by mekaar snap, en daar was duisende en miljoene engele wat hom uit die sperkier kon red het. Maar die les wat ons leer dan, ek sê dit gereeld, as ek oor daar gedeelte van die woordpreek het reflekteer, ek dink die kruis was gewend daar aan voor die volgende dag, toe Jesus moes kies. En hy geweet, hy is Godse seun, hy geweet, hy kan het eindig as hy wil, die toets was swaar, maar toch het hy gekies en het gesê, Here, nie my wil nie, maar dat u wil geskied. En dis een dapper gebed om te bid. Maar Jesus het ons al die voorbeeld gestel. En ek wil net vir julle, miskien kan ons net twee aan mekaar te draai, net mekaar vraag, ek weet, wie se wil word gedoen en geskied in ons lewens? Is dit God se wil? Of is dit my wil? En kom ons praat net gauw vinnig, is daar daai stumbling blocks, daai struikelblokke wat jou die hele tyd bietjie trip. En miskien is jy vanaand hier en jy stamp die hele tyd jou kop oor dieselfde goed. En miskien wil jy die Here net vir julle of vir ons liewers net kom uitdaag vanaand om in nederigheid voor hom te kom en daai gebed te bid, laat jou wil. Not my will, but your will be done. Because I'll seek your kingdom first. Above all and everything else will be added to you. So kom ons draai net in mekaar te vraag. Kijk, verse 1, as jy kan weer sê, as jy kan weer sê, vraag die verse 1, langs jou. En gaan met daarin. Verse hulle raad om voor het gekom, ons het kwam in die bid, as hulle specifiek met die resieke taal wil bid, die hulle praat om, en daar ook om bid, anders, ek al aanbeer, lekker week, ons hele volgende week, weer so stil in tyd, vir die